Welcome to Local Matters, Mountain Express's news podcast. This is news editor Margaret Williams, and I'm joined today by reporter Jake Frankel, who went out to the Asheville airport today and saw President Obama swoop in on Air Force One.
Yes, and he came in this time on the big Air Force One. Apparently there's two Air Force Ones, where last time when he came last year on vacation, it was the smaller plane, and there was a lot of chatter among the crowd at how big and cool looking this Air Force One was.
And there were some tweets about our tarmac needing repair, and in fact, White House correspondent Jake Tapper started his story about this visit with a note about our tarmac that needs repair.
Yeah, Obama delivered about a 20-minute speech, and he started it out by localizing it. He started out by telling the crowd how much he loved Asheville. He offered praise for our mayor. He said that he thought Mayor Bellamy was doing an outstanding job. And you have to wonder how, if he's really paying close attention to Asheville City Council meetings and city politics. But they have met before when he's been to Asheville, and they do seem to have a good relationship. She joined Senator Hagan on the tarmac there as he came out of Air Force One, and they both walked with him and chatted a little bit to the podium. He also kind of joked that, you know, that the Asheville Tourism Bureau should be working for the Asheville Tourism Bureau as much as he loves Asheville and praises Asheville. And then he started the substance of the speech, which was really focused on his American Jobs Act and touting that by using the Asheville airport as an example of putting people back to work. He said that there's a runway there that needs to be widened, and that there's a taxi lane that needs to be improved. And he said that his Jobs Act will put people to work right now, was the refrain. Right now, the crowd would chant. He would repeat the phrase, right now. Putting people back to work, making what he described as valuable infrastructure improvements right here in Asheville and around the country.
And how many people were there today?
There was probably 500 or 600 people. It felt very intimate. The podium was set up in the middle of the crowd, and there really wasn't a bad seat in the house. It was a very rare opportunity for folks to see a living president very up close.
So how did this work? Did folks get to be out there on the tarmac? I'm trying to envision our airport and how exactly they did all that.
Yeah, they did. There was kind of on the side of the main runway there, they had set up a huge American flag backdrop, and some bleachers for folks that got there really early could sit on the bleachers, and that kind of framed the president behind him for television cameras and stuff. And then the majority of people were standing surrounding him in all directions. They set up the podium kind of right in the middle there. He spent a lot of, not a lot of time, but you know, about 15 minutes or so shaking hands and chatting with folks after the speech. I spoke with Parker Sloan, who is the chair of the Buncombe County Young Democrats group, and he said he actually had a chance to speak with the president after the speech for a couple minutes. And he said that he told the president that he really thinks his populist message is working, and that he really encouraged him to keep up his message of more education and infrastructure jobs.
Of course, meanwhile, the Republicans have been all a Twitter, so to speak, with various press releases. They're dubbing his North Carolina bus tour as the Debt In Tour, as DEBT, the Debt In Tour. You can see a lot of this online, and also some pictures from the event we'll have posted up soon. And
Interestingly, I got some emails in the last few days from the local Republican Party who were planning some kind of protests of the event, but I didn't see any, certainly not at the on the grounds where he spoke at the airport, and I didn't see anything on the roads surrounding the airport, so I can only guess that their call to action seemed to not really pan out. I was also somewhat surprised at how combative the president's speech was. He really targeted congressional Republicans for not passing this bill. It just failed in the Senate, and he belittled them. He said that, oh, maybe they just didn't understand the jobs plan, so it'll be easier for them to understand if they break it into different sections. And that was really the substantive news that came out of this speech, was that for the first time he officially announced what people assumed, but that hadn't really been official yet, was that the bill is going to be broken up in sections. And he encouraged the Senate to pass, of course, all of the sections, and we'll have to see what they actually end up doing.
You can see a good roundup of that on, I believe, one of the ABC News websites, Jake Tapper's, quote, political punch, little blog that he worked up about the event today. We'll have some photos up and a little bit more about that. And the president, meanwhile, is on his way up north.
Well, I just saw on Twitter that he stopped in Marion for a barbecue lunch. There was a lot of speculation that he was going to go back to 12 Bones, where he's eaten a couple times before, and he's talked about how much he loves. But I don't think he had time before he had to be at his next speech. But Marion is pretty close. We'll mm-hmm. have to see what he thought of the barbecue down there compared to 12 Bones.
He must like barbecue. And he's on his way up to Watauga County, as I understand. I've seen a few tweets there. Folks are worried how the motorcade is going to affect traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah, he has this huge black bus he got into after the speech, what some people have called the Darth Vader bus. It is very imposing. And I can only imagine that it must be built somewhat like a tank. And, of course, it was surrounded by a huge motorcade of security vehicles and other things on all sides. So He's going to be hard to miss as he goes down the road. I heard that there were hundreds of people actually gathered on the roads outside the Asheville airport just to get a glimpse of him as he drove by.
Yeah, we had a few news tweets about crowded roads and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll stay tuned to the rest of his North Carolina bus tour, and thank you, Jake, for representing Express.
Thank you.
And that wraps it up for this report. Thank you. We'll be right back.